following message by Pastor Jim Whitfield was recorded live at Eagles Nest Christian Fellowship of Raleigh, North Carolina. Feel free to open your Bible and join with us for this teaching from the Word of God.
We'll be there for some time. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. We also have a correction page out there for one of them. We had a scripture wrong, so whenever we see that, if you see something that's off there, we make corrections on it, and we redo it. You can pick it up at the front. I was looking at my little booklet today with lessons and divided and tests and everything. It's all taking shape. Have good quality stuff ready to take with us when we go or help others. Or after I'm gone, the rapture takes place and they can sit and go through school. Amen. That's right. They have to go through school. Praise the Lord. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body, which understood he's talking about whole soul and whole body, be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Isn't that good news? Amen. That when Jesus comes to rapture you out, you'll be sanctified in your spirit, sanctified in your soul, and sanctified in your body. Amen. Your spirit man is now sanctified means to be taken out of a state of being common and unclean and to be put into a state corresponding to the nature of God in your spirit. Not only that, but your soul. Your mind is renewed. It thinks God's thoughts. Does not reject God's thoughts. Does not reject healing. Does not reject the Holy Ghost. Does not reject casting out devils, speaking in new tongues. Does not reject the Word in any form. It is your soul is subject to be changed at any time. It flows with God. And not only that, but your body. Preserved blameless. Amen. Blameless in your spirit, blameless in your soul, and blameless in your body. Amen. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and live in a body. Three worlds of existence, three levels with three levels of authority. Three worlds of existence. With our body, we contact the natural realm. With our mind, we can't contact the intellectual realm or world. With our spirit, we contact the spirit world. Amen. But our spirit man is designed by God to rule and to reign. Now, Jesus broke into the spiritual, into the natural realm, and had a physical body. Let's go look here at a scripture in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, I believe it is. Amen. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. Amen. So Jesus broke into the natural realm, into the physical world. He's referred to as the last Adam. And that meant then if he's the last Adam, he has to do something that the first Adam didn't do. We wouldn't have been called the last Adam, but he's the last one. This one's going to finish it, right? The Bible tells us in John 1, verse 4, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus had an earthly body, and he entered into this earth. He faced mental difficulties. He faced physical difficulties, and he faced them and defeated every one of them, but he didn't face them or defeat them with things like we do today. We always want to always deal with the natural realm within natural ways. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus dealt with the natural difficulties and the mental difficulties with a force beyond the natural, beyond the physical, beyond the mental realm. He did it and defeated all of them with the force called faith, which is the realm of the spirit. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have examples of that. Remember when the disciples were in, the ship was in the middle of the sea, and then the storm came, and then Jesus is walking on the water. He's not doing that with physical laws. Right? When there were 5,000 people that are hungry, he fed them all off of one little boy's lunch, didn't he? He didn't do that with a natural physical law. He did it with a spiritual force. He did it with a spiritual law. So he's telling us something here. He's telling us then that in our lives, if we would begin to deal with everything from the spirit world, which is a real realm, then we will be able to conquer every mental problem, every mental difficulty. Don't deal with it through the mind. Don't get caught up in your mind. Get caught into arguing with people about things. And first thing you know, you'll get caught up in your mind. Then the next thing you know, you'll get caught up in your flesh. You want to hit somebody and swing at somebody. And that never does solve the problem, does it? It doesn't heal the situation. It makes it worse, don't it? Now, he faced everything and did. When he walked on the water, when he fed the 5,000, when he raised them from the dead, he did it all with spiritual laws, a spiritual force, and he defeated and conquered every one of them with the same force that is available to you and I as believers. A force out of the spirit world, the force of faith. Faith in God and faith in his word. Amen. That's how he overcame and how he mastered all of them. Now, the force of faith or of the spirit, not of the mind, like we said, not of the body. And as the last Adam, he took the penalty of the first Adam. And by doing so, he brought in a new race of beings. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Quote it for me out loud. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. Isn't that right? And the Bible refers to us as new creations. John chapter 3. Praise the Lord. I love it already, don't you? John chapter 3, Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, said in verse 3, he answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man. Now, that's spirit. Man is not a body. Remember? Man is not a mind. Except the man, except the spirit, be born again, or born from above, my crossroads reads, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, that's natural birth, and of the Spirit. Notice that Spirit there is capital S. I believe he's right there because it is the Holy Ghost that does the actual recreation of man. It was the Holy Spirit that went into the pits of hell on that third day and quickened Jesus. He was born again. He was the firstborn from the dead, spiritual death he's talking about, not from physical death. And so that which is born of water, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Then he explains it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, right? So natural birth is not what he's talking about. He's talking about being born or reborn or recreated, actually becoming a child of God. In John chapter 1, let's go look at that. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Praise the Lord. Good place to go, isn't it? But as many as received him, the Lord, the Word, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, or the right of the privilege, even to them that believe on his name. How many receive him? How many believe on him? Huh? How many believe on his name? Well, then the Bible says you have the power to become a son of God. Say, I am a son of God. A child of God. All right, let's see what this child of God does then, if he can do the things that Jesus did. Remember, I told you that Jesus dealt with mental or physical problems or any spiritual problems, but he did it through the realm of the Spirit, a force called faith. Now, 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God. How many people got here tonight that are born of God? Amen. Have we got anybody here tonight born of God? Yes. Say, I am born of God. All right, let's just see what a born of God person, who are they? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. We're talking about very own children of God. God is your very own father. You're born of the same God. You're born of the same father. And you have the same blood in you. Glory to God. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Then 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of God does what? Hallelujah. Is he going to do it by the natural realm? Is he going to do it through natural laws? Huh? We got natural laws, people out there trying to work on the natural, trial and error and trial and error. It takes years and years and years and years. And then one day they might bump on it. You know, like they're trying to find a cure for SARS and a cure for the cancer and a cure for AIDS and all of this stuff. And you know what? Bless their darling hearts. You know, as soon as they come up with a cure for it, the devil will invent another one. But we have found the cure without research, except in the Bible, right? Remember I told you there's gold in this here. It's a gold mine in these here hills, amen, in this book. Whatsoever, are you a whatsoever? Is born of God. How many are you born of God? Overcometh the what? Overcometh the what? Say, I am. A world overcomer. God said it about you before you said it. Amen. You're not lying. You're telling the truth. Amen. This is the gospel. I'm about to shout.
Amen.
Whatsoever is born of God overcometh what?
The world.
The what?
The world.
Now that would be Satan, demons, spirits, sickness, problems, anything physical, anything mental that would come your way. I mean if the hives jumps on you. You know what the hives is? You don't know what, anybody, you never had the hives. Well, I call it hives, yeah, you break out in some whelps, but you itch like crazy. Well, I was in Tulsa one time. And I actually, I went down there. Lester Sumrall's going to be there. And the Lord got dealing with me, and I told you the story, but it bears repeating. The Lord told me to go down there and pick up his spirit. This is what he just laid in my heart to do it. So I went down to do that. And then he's preaching, and he had a whole week there. And I'm sitting there on Tuesday. I got hit with something. I don't know what it was, but by the end of the day, I thought, surely I am dead. You're talking about sick, big. Like one man said, real big sick. If you died, you'd feel better. You know what I'm talking about, right? Been there. I know it don't happen to you anymore because you're a fake person, right? But and then, you know, not only that, but hives jumped on me. I mean, just jumped all over me. And my son, he had to take care of me that week. But I just, bless God, I'd get myself up and I'd say, you're not going to catch me saying I'm sick. Because I'm a world overcomer. And hives and flu and fever and throwing up and pain and all this stuff is part of the world system. There's none in heaven. Nobody has a high temperature in heaven. Nobody has to take a flu shot in heaven. Nobody has to see the doctor in heaven. There's healing in the leaves on them trees up there. Amen. Right? But I'm born of God. And I'm a world overcomer. You born of God?
Yes.
You a world overcomer?
Yes.
Well, bless God, I just began to apply a spiritual force that was already imparted in my belly, my spirit, by the word of God. Faith, which cometh by hearing. And here, and I began to apply that and apply that. And every time I'd speak that word, I got it in my mind, because the Bible says so, that it's the sword of the Spirit. And every time I speak it, I'm releasing faith out of me, but I'm also you know what I mean? I'm swinging the sword of the Spirit. Now, if you're swinging that, and that thing's double-edged, boy, that'll get you, that'll cut you coming and going. So, you know, if the Bible's true, is it true? We believe in this, don't we? This is a spirit book. And this, we find these keys in the New Testament because God could not reveal them to Old Testament people. They were spiritually dead. We are New Testament, born again spirit beings, alive unto God. We're able to receive it. And he gives us our guidelines here. And it's a spirit book written to spirit beings. It would make sense that a physical body would have to operate on physical laws. It makes sense that a spirit being must operate on spirit laws. But what we got in the church is this. The devil has lied to us and trained us and taught us that we are spirit beings and we got to live by natural laws. And you know, a dog is man's best friend. And next to that is the doctor with his hypodermic. and a spirit being gets healed, well, how do you get healed? You go to the doctor and you get your shots. Lady asked me, a preacher woman asked me one time, and I was holding a meeting talking about not dying sick. It's not the will of God for you to die sick. Get healed and then die if you want to. Just don't go sick. Just spit in the devil's eye. Just spit in his eye. Amen? Are y'all out there? Well, how are you going to die then? I said, you just move out of this body and it falls to the ground and you just go home. Amen? You just move to Chicago. Praise the Lord. Or somewhere. It's like going to Chicago. Isn't that right? Where was I? Where were you? Where are we? I don't know what we're talking about here. What are we talking about here tonight? Huh? We're what? All right. Whatsoever is born of God does what? And how does he overcome the world? What did he... Look back at the book. Don't just look at me. You look at the book and see what the book says. The book is right, not you. All right? 1 John 5:4, the book tells us. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the what? Victory that overcometh the world, even our way, our what?
Faith.
Our what?
Faith.
Faith. Amplified says we conquer by our faith. Now just back up one chapter. Chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little what? Hey, we're born of God with the same God, same Father, same blood, same life, same source, same faith. Same faith, same spirit. The same spirit that was in Jesus is in me, is in you if you received him.
Amen.
You are born of that same spirit that Jesus was born of.
Amen.
Yes. We're in the family. Now, look, just think about that a little bit. Meditate on it a little bit. If you're in the family, you ought to have some family rights. Huh? Now there's one father in the family, but there's a lot of sons or daughters in the family. And by virtue of being in the family, it gives you certain rights. As being by virtue of being a citizen of the country, we have certain, inalienable rights, right? But by being in the household of faith, look at there. Being in the family, the very, very own God is my very own father. I am his very own son. And as much a son as Jesus Christ himself. I just don't have the preeminence in the church. He does. He's the firstborn. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. But God did that for me, and I'm not going to sit here and embarrass him by acting like it's not true.
Right.
And just worm around a little while. Let's just worm around here. Let's just feel so bad. Let's just feel so unworthy. Let's just be the scum of the earth. Let's just be a scab on God's feet. You're still above the devil, even if you're on the feet. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little one. And what? Now look here. That leaves you no room to pray for God to get the devil off of you because you have overcome him. Say, I have overcome him. Well, when you going to overcome him? Well, y'all pray for me to hold out to the end. The devil's after me. Well, he has to eat dust if he's after you. Because, look at this. Greater is he that is in you. He's telling you that God's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the one in the world is the one against us, but we have a force that he don't have. He can only operate on fear. He can only operate on lying. Guy called me today and says, how you been doing? Well, I'm healed, thank you. Have you been sick? I'm not going to say it out of my mouth, but I will tell you this, the devil's picking himself up off the floor. Right? Because you're always whipping him. Y'all not with me. I spent all afternoon getting all charged up this stuff and expect you to be ready to receive. Y'all done, you didn't pray 30 minutes in tongues before you came, did you? Oh, listen. Didn't get any amens on that, Brother Lindsay. Say, I'm a world overcomer. Because I'm born of God. Just if you're born of God, you're already a world overcomer. Man, the moment the child, even a little child has got enough sense to say, Jesus, I believe in you. You know, little children, you teach them, they say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you raised from the dead. I believe you shed your blood. I believe you're seated at the right hand of God. I accept you as my Lord. Little old child, world overcomers right there. Just world overcomers right there. And just pump faith in them. No. We spirit beings who are supposed to be led by spirit laws, we teach them natural laws, and we teach them this stuff. And we pump that in their head all their life, see? Pump that in their mind, pump it in their head. Your mind is a computer. Your mind is made to manipulate data. Now, if the data's garbage, then that's what's coming out. Garbage in, garbage out. It is programmed. The moment your mind is programmed by the Bible, but is renewed by the Bible. You need a new mind when you come to Christ. Amen. You just need a new mind. And one of the things, even in the armor of God, he talks about the helmet of salvation. Well, that's something on your head. That's something on your head. He's talking about your mind. He's not talking about your physical head. He's talking about your mind. Helmet of salvation. My mind is full of all the blessings bestowed by God on men through Christ Jesus. I don't think anything but deliverance. Think anything but victory. I'm coming out of this. Amen. This is a lie from hell. I ain't accepting this. I'm coming out of this. We're talking about spirit, soul, and body. We're talking about ruling in life through our spirit. It's designed to rule. You got to get your mind in line. You got to get your body in line. And put an end to that constant war that's going on. If you exalt the flesh, and it'll rule you, run you ragged. You know it's true. You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we conquer by our faith. The way that we do it is by faith. Now, family rights. Listen to this. Look what Jesus said in John 17 in a prayer that he prayed. This is good, isn't it? John 17, verse 20. Jesus is praying to the Father, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be what? As thou, Father, art where? In me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them the glory, that they may be one, even as we are one. Honey, I can read. Can you read?
Amen.
I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me, with the same love. I in them, thou in me, Father's in Jesus, Jesus in the Father, Jesus is in me, the Father's in me, I'm in the Father, and I'm in Jesus. We're one in the same.
Amen.
Now, folks, that's family. That's got to be family. And there's got to be family rights now. You just think about Father, the Father. Man, this is a being of authority. When God speaks, people listen. Think, you know, when God speaks in heaven, do you reckon it gets anybody's attention? I mean, people pay attention. Well, Jesus is the Son of God, isn't he? Do you reckon when he speaks that what he says means something in heaven? Now, when Jesse told the story of how when he went to heaven and he just saw Jesus go in the Father, to the point where he became one with him. Now, you have to, if you understand like the Trinity, if you understand the physical sun puts out light, puts out heat, the light's Jesus, the heat's the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and then you got Jesus moving it. They all come out from one. They're all the same.
Amen.
They're all the same. Well, then here we are. If Jesus, what he prayed now, I don't think he wasted his time. He said, I'm in thee and thou in me, that they may be one, even as we are one, and that they may know that you love me just like, that you love them just like you love me with the same love. So that would have to mean then that I have the ability to go in him, because really that's where I came from anyhow. Remember, I told you that all spirit beings came out of the inside of God. Then what is so wrong with us thinking that we can't be in God? What is so wrong with us thinking that we're so separated from God? We're talking about family. If God speaks, things happen in heaven. If God speaks, demons move. Angels move. The Holy Ghost moves. And they're all one. Then if I'm in the Father and I'm one with the Father because of my papa, because of my daddy, because of my Father God, when I speak in his name, not, now this is Jim Whitfield telling you, that don't carry anything but with you. Has no authority anywhere but in my house. See, in my house, if I say something, you know, who's the pastor of this church? Who is the pastor of this church? But when Patsy says something, does anybody listen? She has rights because we're made one flesh. So if she says something, it should be what I'm saying, but not necessarily all the time. And so, but anyhow, you still listen, don't you? And you do it whether it's right or wrong, right? Well, in my house, if I say something, if Daddy says move, because I'm in authority. See, it's just that position. So when we operate in the force of faith with the name of Jesus, knowing a lot of it, your victory in your life is just going to be the fact of you knowing who you are. You shall know the truth. And the truth you know is what sets you free. You feel sorry for people who never are told this, who live a religious life, who live under religion. Religion's not going to teach anything, because religion is nothing but mind. The religion in this earth came from somebody's mind. People departed from the word because they were caught up in their mind. They had a better idea. They got over into, let me think about this, not meditating on what it says. They didn't like what it said, so they're going to come up with an alternative for it. Christian science is nothing more than mind science. But faith is Christian sense, right out of the Bible. Out of the Bible. Can you say amen, somebody? So we're talking about family here. Then it must carry he has authority in the three worlds. So our authority must go in those three worlds. When we speak because of our Father, not in our own name, you know, Jesus controlled and whipped the natural realm, the mental realm, and the spiritual realm. So if he does that, then why should we put any limitations on us, and why should we limit ourselves just to the natural and just to the mental? Oh, yeah. How many believe we got contact with the natural world? Sure we do. How many believe we got contact with the mental realm? Sure we do. Why don't we have contact with the spiritual realm? Sure we do. Why shouldn't we control spirit beings? We can't control each other. But we have, because you have authority of your own authority and your own measure of rule. But I tell you what, when the devil gets on my turf, it's our authority then, isn't it? It's my authority that carries. I got that from God. And it's a spiritual force. But as long as we try to deal with it out of the natural and out of our mind, forget it. We're going to lose every time. And that's exactly what's happened. And Jesus, like I said, when he came into this natural world with the body and took the penalty, last Adam took the penalty of the first and gave birth to a new race of beings. When Jesus died on that cross, you have to understand that God risked everything, folks. He put everything on the line. I mean, if Jesus had missed it one time, that was it. He'd never had access back into this earth. Because Jesus came with all of God's authority to this earth. And when Jesus died, he had no son. He had no family. I mean, he just risked everything. But what made it work was just the simple fact that when the devil came and killed this man was innocent. And when he killed that innocent man, Jesus Christ, he lost all of his rights. He lost all of their rights. He didn't know it when he did it. But he knew it when Jesus walked out of hell. He knew it when Jesus got born again. And then the preaching of the word explained and expounded everything to him. And we learned from the word, he can't even read that book. I mean, he'd quote it. But he don't understand spiritual things. We have to preach it and teach it to people. But you see, Jesus was born again. And in Acts 13, he quotes out of the book of Psalms. He says, "And again I will be a father unto him. And this day have I begotten thee." This day have I begotten thee. Jesus was begotten or of God or born of God. It says in Hebrews 1 and Hebrews chapter 5, basically the same thing. Now you are a new creature. When you were born again, you were begotten of God. Same God, same Father, same blood, same life force deposited inside of us. And so we are now on an equality with God. Because he made us sons. He put us all in the family. And he gave us all family rights, didn't he, folks?
Yes.
Sure he did. Our spirits are created again in the image of God, right back there like it was. Our heart, our conscience, or our inner man, our hidden man, our inward man, we're called new creations. We don't have to go off into the woods and go off somewhere else to find out who we are. Right? We've got to get alone in the woods to find out who I am. You cannot find out who you are naturally. You cannot find out who you are mentally. You can only find out who you are spiritually and from the Spirit book. Amen? Now, on this natural earth, there are forces that work. Well, there is a force called electricity. How many of you know that? How many of you believe in electricity? Generally, you can't see it. We know that there's a socket over there. And people that say, "I don't believe what I can't see," well, we just say, "All right, go over there and undo that cover. Stick your hand in there beside that thing. You're not going to see it, but I guarantee you, you're going to feel it." And then when you feel it, you won't have to believe it because you'll know it then. Right? So there's a force. Now, that electricity has to be created, has to be generated. A generator, a dynamo or something, puts out this force, doesn't it? And it's unseen. Now, the spirit world and the force of faith is just like it. In the sense that faith is a force put in it, it's got to be generated. Now, Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." The Holy Ghost is like the dynamo inside of us. He generates and creates that force and that power. And it is unseen, and that's the force that you and I are supposed to live by. That's how we overcome the world. That's how we defeat the devil. That's how we defeat disease and natural laws and things like that. But you see, the problem, like we said, has been that we've had more faith in, growing up. I was like that. I didn't know any better. And I doubt if you were any different. Had more faith in natural realm, the natural laws, than we did in and medical science, than we did in the creator of all science. God's the creator of all science, isn't he? Because from the time we were old enough to know anything, Satan began to train and teach us in natural realm. In the mental realm or in the natural realm. Until we just didn't know. Now when you come to Christ, that dynamo inside of you is not going to do you any good until you get your mind, something done about your mind. You've got to get your mind renewed. Remember I said it's like a computer. Only the data you put in it, it's just made to manipulate data. If you know anything about computers, that's it. I worked in them and I saw that. You know, that term garbage in, garbage out is exactly right. The man would always come to me and say, "There's something wrong with the computer." Well, there's nothing wrong with the computer. The computer's doing exactly what it's supposed to. 9 out of 10 times. Now, sometimes the computer would malfunction. I don't mean that. But 9 out of 10 times, it was always invalid data that was put in there. So now if you're going to put sickness in your mind, fear in your mind, defeat in your mind, and these things that the devil has taught and trained and dumped and pumped in us and pumped into us in the 6 o'clock news, and they keep us abreast of everything that is negative and everything that's going wrong and all of the things that are happening bad, right? And constantly pump that in your mind, and then you don't go to a church where they tell you the truth. Well, from the time you don't know anything, man, you just know the only way you're going to get healed is that you're going to go to the doctor. And like I said, then they're going to deal everything through the natural realm, which might take years and years and years, but sooner or later may even kill you with the disease, with the medicine. I'm convinced this day that my dad had rheumatoid arthritis, but he did not die of the rheumatoid arthritis. He died as a result of the medication he was taking to get the pain off of him. Prednisone to eat your body alive. And if you're on it and taking it regular, I would make some adjustment by getting off of it. My dad went blind. And I'm convinced to this day there's no reason for him to go blind. But the medication kept right on doing it. And he was in great pain. But he never could grasp the force of faith. When he first got hold of these things and I got him saved, and I taught him things, I could pray for him and get him healed. But after a while I couldn't do it because God expected him to do something about his mind to renew his mind. But, you know, you keep going right back to that same place where they're dumping garbage in you. And then the only faith he's got is in a doctor. And that's all right because they mean well and they want to help, but sometimes it's beyond their ability. And like I said, it may take years and years and years to do it, but you may die before they can figure it out. So, Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Renew it. Renew it. Renew it. Make it new. Now, in your mind, like I say, it's a computer, storage banks. Your mind can house a lot of information. I mean, there is no... I've heard somebody say the man only uses about 10% of his brain. Dear Lord, what would we do if we use the other 80%? But probably 100% of it, for most people, is filled up with garbage. What are you going to do? You got to renew, redo, make new your mind. How are you going to do that? You got garbage in there. You're going to have to keep pumping truth in there until it drives out the garbage. Keep pumping it in. When you came to Christ, you didn't know everything, did you? Aren't you glad that you know more than you used to know? But aren't you thankful that you don't know all that you're going to know? We're learning new things every day about the Word. But we're constantly feeding on it, and it feeds our spirit man. We're talking about training, the developing the recreated human spirit. Once you come to Christ, you're a baby. He must be trained, educated, developed. He has the life force there. He has everything that he needs. He is a world overcomer the moment he's born of God. But look at him. How many of you been saved 15 years? 20 years? Or longer? I've been saved longer than that. You know, how long you been saved, Brother Lindsay? In 1960, he was made a world overcomer. He was made it 2,000 years ago. He accepted Christ, and he stepped into a new realm and a new family with a new father, a new God, a brand new spirit, but his mind is the same. His body is the same. Hadn't changed it a bit. Now, he'll take those life forces in him, that force of faith, and that dynamo's in us, and if we will learn to use it right, that dynamo in us will rebuild things, will recreate things, will restore things, will make new things. It'll even operate in the spirit realm. It'll create stuff. It'll fix your problems. It fixes mental. It fixes physical. You get anything out of this, it fixes spiritual things. So he became a world overcomer. Did you start overcoming the world right then, Brother Lynn? No. No. The biggest problem. None of us did. None of us did. We had to start renewing our mind. Man, I have learned a lot. We are responsible for a lot too. Much is given, much is expected, sugar. We talk about this person over here who doesn't know what he's supposed to know. But what about this other person who knows and don't do it? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him is sin. Jesus said, he that hears my words and does not do them, he's like unto a foolish man. Right? Renew the mind so it can cooperate with your spirit. Then you'll take charge of the body. Body's usually the last one to come in. Fight you tooth and nail all the way. Wow, I don't like that. Well, just sit down. Can I have a Winston? No, you can't have a Winston. I'm training you. See, first say, can I have a cigarette? No. Can I have a Winston? No. Can I have a Marlboro? No. No. Well, he opens his mouth. You can hear him crying to you, can't you? He wants a Winston. He wants a cigarette. Well, can I have a Chesterfield then? No, you can't have any of them. Until you renew your mind, your mind's going to sit right there and reason and try to figure out a way to justify it. Right? Isn't it the truth? You're laughing because that's just exactly what you've been doing. What I did. But one day, I started learning some things. One day, my spirit man grabbed a hold of truth. Whoa! Grabbed a hold of truth. I read that I was quickened together. Raised together. That word together jumped out. Raised together, quickened together, raised together, and seated together with him. That when Jesus went to heaven, I was going right down alongside of him. Hallelujah. And God placed me right beside him in Christ Jesus. And this new creature is created, the Bible says, this new creation is created in Christ Jesus. You don't get no better word than this at Rhema. I don't care where you go. You can go to Rhema if you want to. It don't get no better than this.
Amen.
In Christ, now look, in Christ Jesus, we're not created in Son of Man. Or created in the mold is what he's talking about. The pattern. We were created in the mold of Christ Jesus. So when you say that, you're talking about emphasis on deity. We were created in a mold image of deity, of God. Wow. Don't that just load your guns?
Yeah.
Man, you ready? Where are you at? Boom! Blow them away. Created in Christ Jesus. What's that? Hypostatic union, a union of God and man with emphasis on God. I wasn't created in Jesus Christ. I was created in Christ Jesus. So I look more like God than I do like Jesus. I look more like deity than I do humanity. And when you're walking in that knowledge and you're coming down the street and that demon sees you coming, and he was assigned to you by the devil, and he peeled himself up off the floor and went back. And the devil said, did you get him? He lied to him. He said, yeah, I got him. You know, they'll lie. They lie. I don't know how they keep his army going, because they're all liars. They lie to each other all the time. You can't. How can the devil trust the demon? Yeah, we got him. You lying thing. You, I know you're lying. How come you're so flat on one side? Praise the Lord. It's funny, isn't it? It's all right to laugh about this. This is the gospel.
Amen.
This is a real gospel that we're taught.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, getting this dynamo working us in a force of faith, we fix things. We rebuild things. We restore things. Physical, mental, spiritual. We have three levels of authority in three worlds of existence. We contact all of them. And because of our papa, when we speak, demons move.
That's right.
Angels respond. Right. Satan trembles.
Amen.
Because of who our papa is and the family we in and the authority we have. So we talked about, remember, developing the recreated human spirit. What are the first two things I told you? First two steps. We're not going to get off of it. I teach you a lot of good stuff on the side, but get right back to these basic, simple steps. What are the first two steps? If you don't get that right now and you don't know it, you're going to fail the night's test. Because, darling, it's one of the questions. Yeah. What are the first two steps to developing the recreated human spirit? God is what? Love, so then you must develop love in your life. Right. We said, practice love and walk in faith. You could say practice faith and practice love. You could say practice faith and walk in love, because faith worketh by love. They're all connected in there and intertwined. And so you got to what? Do it. Do love. Find opportunities to use love. And sometimes you may, like I say, have to do it by faith. I have to love Rick by faith. No. Amen. But some people you do, you have to love by faith, don't you? And you love them by faith and you keep confessing your love about them until one day you love them, you don't have to do it by faith anymore. You just love them, right? Amen. Faith has arrived, the manifestation of it. So we got to develop our love walk, find somebody, like we said, you can't stand and love on them. Well, I can't do it. Well, you need practice. Practice faith. Act on it. Do faith. Steps of faith. In other words, the next time, don't borrow for it. Make up your mind, I'm not going to borrow for this. Make up your mind the next time, I'm going to pay cash for it. And I'm not going to get it until I have the cash. Amen. Don't settle for fit and take or hand-me-downs. If you do, you need practice.
Amen.
Right? Some people settle for, what do they call it? One place you call fit and take. If it fits, you take it. What's the other one? Those little Goodwill or, yeah, Salvation Army. Well, the Lord provided. I can tell you one thing. I don't think God thinks Salvation Army when He wants to provide for you.
Amen.
When He wrote Philippians 4:19, I don't believe that He was thinking. I don't believe God thinks poverty, talks poverty, acts poverty in any way. He is poverty-minded.
Amen.
Don't, and next time, don't settle unless it's the one you wanted. What was it Key said? If it's not right, if it's not quite, it's not right. If it's not what I wanted, don't buy that car. I got everything, but I didn't get, you know, the leather seats. Don't buy the car if you wanted leather seats. Here's an example. I'm out on the internet, and I'm going to start trying to start a little bit, because I just enjoy it, you know. A little bit of arrow making, of going back to old traditional way, wood arrows, and you know, now that, man, they make them, they're gorgeous. Well, you have a point. Point in and a knock in. A knock in fits on the string, you put a knock on it, and the point in. Well, the point in is like a so many degree taper, and the knock in is a 5 degree taper or something like that. Well, they got these little things you can, like a little pencil sharpener you can use. You know, and then they got another one, and I've got this other one. It's supposed to be called True Center, but mess, you know, got to adjust on it. But then they got these two motorized ones that's got a little motor with a grinder on it, wheel on it, and one of them's got a little tube you stick through, and it hits it, and it's supposed to be right at the right angle, and it cuts at the right angle, and you just spin the shaft. And that's better than some, but the little problem is, you read, you know, sometimes it wobbles and sometimes it's not right, but then they've got the one they call the woodchuck, and it's got grooves in it, and it's always set and always right. And so I'm looking out there on the internet, because a lot of guys want to sell them, you know. And I don't want to pay retail. I don't believe in paying retail. I'm going to find one somebody wants to get rid of. And if I want it bad enough, I get it, but I'm going to find one. So I just believe it's out there. Somebody have one for sale, and they use them sometimes, and they don't use them long, so they just sell them. So anyhow, I'm looking out there, and they got this two kind of motorized one. I'm looking, and I could, there's one, this guy's got it for sale, $50, but it didn't, the woodchuck. It's just not quite. So it's not just right. You know what I'm saying? Practice faith. Your next pair of shoes, get them by faith. And don't just apply your faith. Let's just start practicing. I'm talking about basic stuff, how to develop your recreated human spirit. You're going to have to walk in faith if you're going to develop your spirit, man. Because God's a faith God. The only thing that pleases him is faith. Why not do this and put your faith out and say, I'm not going to do it. Even if you got the money, say, I'm not even going to go out there and buy it. I'm going to just get it in by faith. Norville said he went to a church and God told him to give the church $1,000 on their building fund. And he said, and Norville said, well, I can just write a check right now. No, don't want you to do that. And Norville's going to be preaching there all week. He don't go there to get money. He just goes there to preach and do the will of God. And he said, no, the Lord says, I want you to give $1,000, but I want you to get it by faith so you can give it. And so he said, thank you, Lord, for $1,000. Thank you, Father, for $1,000. I believe I'll receive $1,000. Amen. He had the money in his pocket. He had the money in the bank check, but he could have wrote it right out. He didn't. And at the end of the week, somebody gave him $1,000. He said, well, here's $1,000 put in the building fund. And so then, you know, he got $1,000. His faith's working. He's got a testimony. He's developing his spirit. Now he's blessed the church. And now his faith's stronger. He's ready to believe for $10,000 now. See, practice love. Because if you don't, your faith's not going to work. Walk in faith. You got to walk in faith if you're going to develop your spirit, man. That's the way he lives. We're overcoming. Y'all get anything out of it?
Amen.
And then number two, meditate. Meditate. Meditate God's word. What? It feeds the spirit man. The word. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So start meditating on the milk when you become a baby. We give that to them. But I'm just not called to teach baby stuff. I'm sorry. Baby's choking here. Well, just fasten your seatbelt. I'll cram it right back down. You'll get it after a while. Because if you sit at the dinner table long enough and keep chewing, you'll get it down.
Amen.
You'll get it down. And if you'll stop meditating on the milk, start meditating on meat. That's the way you won't throw up so much.
Amen. Glory to God.
People want to meditate on milk all the time. They don't meditate anything. But just take scriptures and meditate them. Practice this. Meditate in the Word. What did it tell us in Joshua 1? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest deserve to do all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Do you want to prosper? Yeah. How many of you want to prosper? Yeah. How many of you want to have good success? You're going to have meditation.
Yeah.
That's not as the stomach turns.
Yeah.
As the world goes by and all my children and all this goofball garbage.
Amen.
Meditate. For what? Success. Making your way prosperous?
Mm-hmm.
Good success. Deal wisely in all the affairs of life. Two good examples. I always use these. Food for meditation. The story of Jesus what was it? I got it written in your notes there. What is it? What? What was the first one? Yeah, the first one was the taxes, where we told him to go, you know, didn't have money to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, go, huh? Yeah, the fish had money in it. Where is it? Let's go look at it right quick. We got time. Matthew 17, are y'all, anybody there yet? How come?
Yes, sir.
You got your notes laid out for you, y'all already been there. Matthew 17, what? Now listen to this. 24 through 27, listen to this. Y'all look, all right, put it down, look at me then, I got it. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute, that's not the King James, is it? Yeah, it is. Money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute or taxes? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom of tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, of strangers. Jesus said, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. Now, what if you just took that, because, you know, if you meditate on this, a good success, mm-hmm. and deal wisely in life. Is that in the verse of Scripture? Because he told Peter how to get his taxes paid, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you see that God's your source. Number two, you know that Jesus didn't say that it was wrong to pay taxes, did he?
No.
He didn't say anything, this sorry taxation stuff and all that. No. Jesus believed in paying taxes, didn't he? He believed in paying his and paying everybody else's. Right? So you see that Jesus is your source. And then if you think about it, if Jesus wasn't against paying taxes, was he for paying taxes? Well, he paid them. And then we sit around and grumble about it and complain about it. Just think of, you know, if you think about it, sit, Meditate means to mutter, roll it over, roll it over, roll it over. What's he saying? What's he not saying? You know, if you look at what he's not saying. And most of the things he's not saying is what most people have been saying. You know, so he's not against taxes, so he must be for taxes. And he's certainly not for grumbling about them, because he didn't say anything about it. You know, that he would have grumbled. No, he just said, let's pay what we do. Then, you know, if that's money, where'd you get that money from? God. Well, then I'm giving this country God's money. Then I'm investing in this country.
Amen.
Then I can expect my God to get involved in this country.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I got to where I was grumbling about gas going up. I didn't like it. But I know there's some things that are wrong. I know there's some cheating people out there. But I tell you what, wherever, if God gave me money, wherever that money goes and I do it right, I mean, God's going to follow that money trail.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to follow that money trail. And that's my money. And he's got to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's stealing from me, there's a thief out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been found.
That's right.
And if he's stealing from me, you know, you think after a while the devil would learn a lesson? That if somebody really gets a hold of this, if you look over that scripture, it says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house.
Amen.
Everything that he's got to turn it over. If we ever get a hold of that and really see that, then that means sevenfold is guaranteed us.
Amen.
Guaranteed us. Every time somebody stole, see, there's sevenfold people have been stolen from this church. Sevenfold coming back to me.
Glory to God.
Sevenfold coming back to me. Sevenfold coming back to me. Because all the hard-headed, carnal, suicide out mind people left. But God's going to send back spiritual people, amen.
Amen.
That want the truth, amen.
Yeah.
Don't want to play church, want to have church, amen. Right? Y'all learning anything here?
Amen.
So you see there, you have some things you can, food for thought. Food for thought is meditation. Food for thought. Think on these things. Meditate on these things. Make thy way prosperous. Have good success, deal wisely in the affairs of life. Then I think I give you the one in Mark 5 about the woman with the issue of blood.
Right.
Well, that teaches you right off that it's never too late, is it? That woman was bad off. Spent all that she had, nothing better, rather grew worse. What? When she heard of Jesus. Jesus is my healer. Amen.
Amen.
So there's examples in there. Meditate in the Word to feed you. Finding scriptures that, like we say, cover your case. Meditate on them and watch. Watch stuff come to you. Revelation come to you. Because the answer is always there. Because that's spirit. My words are what? Spirit, and they are what? For who? Spirit beings. And we are spirit beings. Stand your feet and thank God for the Word. Amen. Thank God for the Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Through the natural realm, they're trying to find a cure for cancer, AIDS, SARS, all these things, right? We already found it. We already have a cure. No research and development. All that money spent. The answer's in the book. Operate in the spirit realm. Get your computerized mind renewed with the right data, right info. And when you do, it will manipulate it and it'll work for you. Amen? Praise God forever. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
I enjoyed myself again. I had fun tonight. Did you have fun tonight?
Yeah.
Did you learn something tonight? Or get your garden watered tonight? Maybe you knew it, but now we just watered your garden again. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Everybody say this. I'm quick.
I'm quick.
I'm sharp.
I'm sharp.
I'm alert.
Alert.
Bright.
Bright.
Extremely intelligent. A wise individual. I have the mind of Christ. I'm a can-do person. I can do all things through Christ. I'm part of the family of God. My Father is God. I have Father's rights. Authority in three worlds. The world of the natural. The world of the intellectual. And the world of the spirit. When I speak, people listen. Demons, Satan, and angels respond when I speak His word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.